The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
You want to see my pecker?
You talking about your beak?
You want to see it? You want to see my pecker?
Yeah, sure.
There it is!
Oh, God!
You want to see it again?
No, go away!
You want to see my pecker again?
Shoot, leave!
You want to see my pecker?
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
Well, you said you wanted to play dress up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that celebrates steak and a blowjob day, year-round. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show number 115 tonight, this evening, tomorrow afternoon, whenever the hell y'all download and listen to it. I don't give a shit as long as you do, as long as I can entertain you. That is what makes my day. With me, as always, is Mr. SC.
What up?
What is going on, Kitty Poo?
Nothing much.
Happy Steak and Blowjob Day.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Celebrated year-round. In the finest homes, at least.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. So, everyone, you know, today is March 14th, and it is Steak and Blowjob Day. I hope y'all got yours.
Pretty self-explanatory. Does like the blowjob fairy come around and do it, or what's going on?
Well, I guess it depends if that's how your household runs.
Yeah.
You know, if that's your tradition.
Yeah. If we have fairies come by and blow me.
You know, yeah, sure.
Okay.
You gotta leave like your dick hanging out of a hole in the sheet so they know exactly where to go, and also so they can hold it down, they don't get kicked in the face.
Do I have to leave cookies? Like little biscottis, maybe?
No, but an after suck
scones.
Mint would be nice. Like the mint, a breath mint.
That would be courteous, but whatever. Once I'm done, what do I care?
And a dabber napkin. Just,
Here's some instructions on how to work Uber. Have fun.
And she's got wings. She's a fucking fairy. She doesn't need a goddamn Uber.
That's the kind of fairy you were going with.
Oh.
I was completely thinking a different route.
Oh, you're thinking of, like, Stefan?
I don't know, maybe.
Hi! I'm the blowjob fairy.
You're not necessarily effeminate person, yeah.
It's sure. Cock for fun.
Why not?
I don't know, I always think of what's-his-nuts from SNL, Stefan.
I don't. I don't even know who you're talking about.
I don't know. I really like the character. And guess what also today is? Today is Pi Day.
Yes.
3.14.
1.5.
See?
3.14156, something like that, yeah.
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 I'm not talking about, like, have a piece pie. I'm talking about the mathematical pie, the radius of a circle.
Hopefully that you got right on your math test when you were in school, maybe.
Yeah.
You, maybe. I don't know. Did you?
Yes.
You got that right?
Yeah.
Good.
I wasn't bad in school at all.
Good.
I just got bored very easily.
Good job.
Which was a problem. Like, I didn't want to do a damn thing. I used to have fun in study hall. I took study hall my senior year.
Of course you did.
I was so bored.
Yeah.
None do. At least I wasn't hungover. But going back to the pie day, this girl, she kind of celebrated it a little bit differently.
Okay. How many pies did she get sat on her face?
Well, no.
Tell me that's what pie day meant to her, hopefully.
No. No, well, no, I'm sorry, not Pi Day, Steak and a Blowjob Day.
Oh, see, you're confusing your national holidays now, aren't you?
I am. I got all tripped up in the Pi Day. Well, anyway, there's a clip that was posted to World Star, and it was this girl giving the waiter a very special tip.
Really? Blowjob?
Yeah, apparently.
Blowy tip?
At the Denny's, they ordered, like, the table ordered too much food, and they didn't have enough to cover the bill, so one of the chicks was like, hey, I'll cover the tip. And that's what she did right at the table.
Nice. and he accepted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why? You can't say it that way. Maybe I was strapped for cash and I'd rather have the $20.
Well.
Blowjob's a blowjob, but guess what? A 20's a 20.
Well, you could have always given it.
Huh? No. What are you talking about? To get 20? Fuck that. No. I just served you a delicious meal. Fuck you. Tip me. I want 20 and a blowjob. How about that?
Oh, there you go. That's how you do it.
Don't get all Canadian on me.
Sorry. Oh, my God. My mother, being from Northern Michigan and who fucking his parents had this fishing lodge in Canada and bullshit, she didn't know what poutine was.
Of course not. Why would she know?
But
she thought girls' heads were actually softer than boys' heads.
But she loves the stuff.
Okay.
She said she's always just had gravy with fries, just never had cheese on it. Who put the fucking cheese on? Look, who put cheese curds on fries and gravy?
You realize poutine is kind of like a French thing, which isn't like all of Canada. You know what I mean? It's not the whole fucking country.
Who the hell cares? Really, poutine's delicious.
It's a little the Quebec area there, I think.
Quebec?
Whatever. Toronto. Northeast.
It just made me think of Scorch. My buddy in Saskatoon.
Yes, you know, not so much French out there in Saskatchewan so much, I don't think. I could be wrong, but, you know, I'm sure there's some French people there, but it's not like Toronto French, Montreal French.
Yeah, I'm very, very bad with my geography.
Sure.
So
it's the other side of the country.
Really?
Literally, yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's not a lot going on in Saskatchewan, I don't think.
Why would you live out there? Scorch, I need to talk to you. I need to find out why do you live all the way out there.
Well, that way, when you chop up the bodies, there are fewer people to hear the screams. You know, didn't you see Fargo? Don't you know what's up?
No, I didn't.
No.
I saw parts of it, but I mean, all I know is about like wood chipper.
Yeah, some of the wood chipper and psycho people.
Stuff and stuff.
Stuff like that. Stuff.
Yeah. Well, they'd probably be used to it. They heard someone yell. They probably think someone's just getting attacked by a moose.
Yeah, lots of moose attacks are there?
I don't know
either.
Maybe there is. I hear they're very violent.
Florida. What do you know about moose? Except for your moose knuckle. That's about as moosey as you get. What are you talking about?
I just hear they're very violent.
Violent? No, they're big. And when they want to fuck with something, they can fuck with something. They're not as gentle as they look, I hear.
A lot of things are like that, which is weird. Like a seal will fucking rip your face off.
Word on the street.
Word
on the street.
If you guys know anything about animals.
About moose knuckles.
Oh, you know, I totally forgot this, but we're coming to you from RazRadioLive.com and KKKDRadio.com. If you want to give us a call, talk about mooses and meeses and lovins to pieces. You can give us a call at 941-421-0401.
All right.
Bishpioven. We're going to go with that one. That's a great, great pronunciation. Well, they're pretty boys. Who are kind of like, they're the Asian version of metrosexuals.
Okay.
They're into like good fashion and like smoldering smiles and shit.
Smoldering? Do smoldering?
Apparently they do smoldering.
They can smize?
They smize, except not like a smize. It's more
like a squinty smize.
Yes, it's like a squint.
You're being racist.
Angst.
It sounds a little racist.
No.
They do have squintier eyes, though.
I'm talking, I'm talking like, you know, James Dean always does that face, and Will Smith's kid, Jaden, he always makes that face like, ugh.
I thought he was just constipated a lot, really.
You never know.
He's like backed up.
Yeah, he's
something.
Doing his thing.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, women are now acting and dressing like these metrosexual boys, and apparently the girls are just eating it up. I mean, they're like fucking loving it.
They love the outfits.
They do. They love the outfits, but they love the women that are acting like these metrosexual boys. Like they're
so women love other women that are acting like the metrosexual.
Bingo! You're getting
lesbians
it.
Like them.
But straight women are liking them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they remind them of the boys, except
exactly.
For without the dirty ball sack,
right?
And tiny little Asian penis,
right?
Katie.
What?
It's horrible.
Hey, I've been having coffee. I've got phlegm in my mouth.
Good.
It's my fault.
Keep it there.
I swallow. Oh, I'm not going to keep it there.
Whatever.
Why do you want me to keep it there?
Whatever. Don't let me see it.
Well, for the longest time, you know, they always used to do, like, men would play every character in plays and kabuki and stuff?
Yeah, it's because women over there were just not felt to be smart enough to remember a line.
Well, later on, they started doing all female casts.
Did they later
in,
on?
Like Broadway style plays, yeah.
With, after all the men were dead in war, kind of thing?
Probably.
Oh, the samurai have died.
Now, there's a kind that they call the prince-like ladies.
Okay.
And those are like
ladyboy ladies?
Well, kind of.
Prince-like ladies?
They dress really, really well, like royalty. They're very proper, kind of dandy-ish.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I guess. In a Japanese way.
Yeah, I mean,
they
those
kind of seem that way to me anyway. I mean, are there really, like, seriously rugged, you know, Japanese men? Are there?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who, Pai Mei? What's going on? Pai Mei was Chinese, I do believe.
Was he?
I think so. Yes, Kung Fu, China. Yeah, don't you remember how he was mocking her in her garbage Japanese sword?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
There you go.
Then he got a Hari Hanzu.
Chinese.
That's right. Okay.
They're not all the same, Katie.
I wasn't saying that they were.
Just making sure you understand.
They were. You're still gonna give me trouble with like people. People are gonna be like, "I hate you."
So what about the Japanese lady boys?
But they have the like the people like the prince ladies. They're so popular, this kind, that they have restaurants. You know they have a bunch of restaurants that are
big
like
on
themed.
Food.
Yeah, well, they're big on themes.
Yes, the mayonnaise store in.
Oh, God. Okay, I like mayo. I like mayo.
You eat cock,
but
for crying
I can't.
Out loud. You're worried about a fucking mayo, a little bit of mayonnaise. Oh. What kind of Dutch person are you?
Hey.
Really? What's going on? I revoke your Dutch card immediately. You're no longer Dutch. You can't claim it anymore.
Mayo on my fries is
still
one
can't
thing.
Claim it.
It's delicious.
Can't claim it.
But like a cauldron of bubbling mayo that I want to dip fondue into, that does not. Oh, no.
You're just German and Swedish now. It. Yeah,
Bolt. Vert the Furk. So stupid, overused, but I don't care. Anyway.
So about the ladyboys?
They have restaurants dedicated to them. And
to
they
the
cross-dress. Well, they cross-dress as butlers and servants.
Okay.
So they're women dressed as male butlers and male servants.
Okay. Women dressed as the effeminate Japanese men.
Yes.
But I bet they look better than the effeminate Japanese men because they're women.
Probably do.
It's probably a lot hotter.
Perfect porcelain skin.
I'm just saying.
Like, never a fucking wrinkle. When they say, like, black don't crack, yeah, Asian fucking don't age really either.
I can't figure out a rhyme for that, can you?
No.
You're going to have to go back to haiku school.
I know.
I failed out, man.
Oh.
Can't do it.
The rice makes it right. No, that doesn't go good either. That's just
keep
terrible.
Trying.
No, I'm
Come
not.
Come on, you can do another one.
Hell
Come
no.
Come on, I don't really ever get tired of watching you crash and burn. It's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I know.
I can
you love
watch it.
It
over and over again one more time. Come on, you can do it.
Oh, my God. All right, so yeah, so all this shit is being like really, really popular. It's becoming even more popular. More stuff is coming out about it. They're even having clothing stores like dedicated to this stuff, and they don't see this trend really going away anytime soon.
Well, it's the same thing over here, really. I mean, there's you know, what some of your older generation would call effeminate men. They wouldn't call them effeminate men, but that's, you know, that's the polite term, really, they would say.
Yeah, I know exactly what my grandfather would have said.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say it on this show.
Thank God.
I know.
My Jesus, we're working on that. Holy crap.
I'm so used to being around my family, and that's not even an excuse. But
so Asian, is that all you got? Do we know any of these people? Do you have any Facebook friends that are Asian effeminate?
Oh, you know what? I might. There's one that I'm curious about that I'm not quite sure, and I don't read
Japanese, so I have a really hard time understanding his page, really.
Yeah.
But he's kind of nice. He always likes stuff.
No, she has a...
Comments and little squiggly lines I don't really understand so much.
Like a toy manufacturing company, and I don't know if that's the person's name or if that's the toy company's name, but there's pictures of this person like all the time and like out and about.
Chibou-san.
No, but they're really nice. I've been really nice to me.
Cool.
Oh, whatever. I also be like, I don't mean to be an American asshole, but can you like translate your page for me?
I don't understand any of this, really. Hi guys, the squiggly line with the roofie looking thing, and the three lines. Is that a pagoda? Is that like Chinese pagoda takeout? I want a number three,
and then
some young guy. No, and then.
And then.
No, and then.
Hey, you remember that chick that we talked about a while back? She wanted to be Barbie. They even had her on Tosh.0.
Yeah, she was really funky looking.
Yeah, well,
she's been really plasticized with removed like three ribs or whatever.
She's got six ribs.
Okay, three on each side then.
Yeah.
All right.
She's kind of having problems now.
No, why would she have problems? What?
Well, for you guys that aren't familiar with the story, there's this chick. She removed ribs to kind of get a smaller waist, and she got implants to look like Jessica Rabbit. I mean, she's had her face done. She said she had her bottom lip reduced. I don't buy that for a fucking second because it's puffier than the Kardashians' ass.
She was really good looking when she started, too. She was like Swedish or something. Yeah, she was nice.
Yeah, she's Swedish.
She really didn't have any boobs, and I'll give her that. Like, I can see.
They're awful now.
Well, they're awful now, but I'm just saying, I can see she did have a smaller, like a B cup, something like that. She was a smaller chested, so I can see somebody being self-conscious about that. But like, the rest of it was she went fucking ham on that shit.
Okay.
She went nuts.
Yeah, implants are one thing, but having oh my god,
she removed six ribs for crying out loud.
Yeah, this is her name is Pixie Fox, and she's 25. She looks older than 25 now. God, poor thing.
Doesn't age really. Well, it doesn't biodegrade either.
She's paid over $120,000 to have her six ribs removed.
Wow.
All right, now she has to wear a corset to keep her organs in place. That's the problem.
They flop
because
around.
Because she's done. There's nothing. Your fucking rib cage.
I guess
is holding shit together.
Oh, that's what the doctors say, anyway.
Well, the surgical procedure is called rib resection.
Okay.
And it's actually more common than you think. Because remember, we're talking about how we didn't think that doctors would fucking do this.
Well, because it's one of those like they're not like into doing anyway.
Well, it's very.
You wouldn't think they'd be down with that.
No, I mean, it's a very high-risk procedure that they say, and it's obviously means an unreversible. But some of this chick's corsets, they're custom to fit the guidelines from the doctor to keep her body in place. Like, some of them she has to wear for a certain amount of time during the day just so she can fucking keep her guts where they need to be.
So something doesn't get punctured or torn.
Yeah. Oh, because...
Tear my innards on my own little rib spot, little nubs.
Well, because also if you if you wear like corsets too much, you can get new problems. And if you wear a corset for 24 hours a day, your organs aren't going to be in the right place anyway. Now, the procedure I was talking about, the rib thing, I mean, it's legal in the U.S., but this pixie chick, she got it done in Mexico. Now, one way to do it, in which she did, it just sounds so bad. They break the floating rib in the back and they push it in so there's no scar. I was like,
I don't even understand what you're talking about.
I don't even know. Sorry, my mic wasn't on. Check that out. Hey, look, the little levels bounce when I talk into it now. But, okay, I don't really understand. They push it in and back and there's
no
what?
No, in the back, like where it's attached to your spine.
Yeah.
You snap it there.
Okay.
And then push it internally so it like curves in your body.
Okay.
So there's no scar and it sucks in like you don't have it. Like the rib's not there.
Oh, so they left it there. You leave it there, but you just detach it.
Yes.
That doesn't sound safe.
No.
No. Do they like leave a little bungee cord attached between the two? A little flexion there? Or no. They just let it float?
They just let it go.
Let it float.
Oh.
Let it float. Wouldn't it like want to like reattach or anything? Like, doesn't it sound like it would want to like try to grab back on?
You would think so, but apparently it doesn't. Or if it does, you have to like snap it again or something.
Puncture my bowel on my riblet. My floating riblet punctured my bowel, Katie. Help me out.
Floating riblet.
My floating riblets, man. I got three of them on each side. Lots of little riblets going on in there. They float around and puncture my bowel.
Oh.
Yeah, I got poopies loose. On the inside, I'm septic. Help me out, Katie, please.
That's probably why she has to wear the corset all the time now. Is so like the ribs, if they do happen to reattach, they don't like reattach all crisscrossy, wonky fine.
Get the garden hose, please. Get the garden hose. You got to flush me out good this time, Katie. Turn it on full blast, please.
God, just turned you into a vacant Dutch wife. Just do that.
She kind of looks Dutch wifey, really. And for those of you who don't know what a Dutch wife is, it's the rubberized fuck doll,
sex doll,
real doll, that kind of a, that's Dutch wife.
Those realistic fuck me.
She looks like a Dutch wife. She really does.
Okay, but she looks like a very overplasticized one, like the real sex doll.
Wait a minute. You realize that what the I'm Dutch saying, wives actually are plasticized.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She looks just like it. I'm
no,
telling you.
No, Dutch wives look better. They actually look more realistic than this chick.
I don't know.
Yeah, she looks
point
so
of view, really.
Much prettier.
Well, prettier, maybe.
This.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. Hey. That's a good topic of conversation there. I got floating ribs. My ribs float.
Oh, I'm really good with a hula hoop.
So when's she going to die? When's she going to die from her stupidity?
I don't know.
When's it happen? I need a countdown.
I will have to take a death pool.
Death pool?
When is Barbie going to die?
Before the end of the year or what?
Ooh.
Like if she falls down and just hits her gut, she's in trouble.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I ruptured
my spleen and my lung both at the same time.
But then if she falls off a yacht, you know, in the gigantic shoes that she wears, she'd have two flotation devices.
I guess.
It would be. They're bigger than her head each.
Okay. Well, who say they're floaty?
They're implants. Implants are floaty.
I don't know that all implants are the same. How do I know?
They could be filled with silly string.
What if they're made of, like, heavy water?
What's heavy water?
Heavy water. They use it in making nuclear enriched plutonium.
Really?
Yes.
Does it glow?
For nuclear, heavy water.
Do they glow?
It could.
Should we beacon
if you lit it up, it would glow, yeah.
Light her nipple
if
on
you
fire.
Fluoresced it with something.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm not going any further with this. I can't. I can't do it sometimes.
You can't do it most of the time. Really?
I'm going to fucking hit you.
No, you can't. You're
shut
too far
up.
Away.
Whatever. This is something I feel that my father would have done, and he probably did do when I was younger. I just don't remember.
Sex with transsexuals?
No.
Show, come on. Please.
There was a 9-month-old baby girl. She was found in a parked car outside a California strip club on Wednesday afternoon. The father was inside having a good old time. Just left his fucking kid in the car. He's
cool.
Like, I'm going to go look at titties for a little while.
Honey, I got to go inside and see your mommy for a little while.
Oh, God.
You just hang out in the car like usual.
Well, this is daddy's new. This is new mommy. This is daddy's girlfriend. All right, well, police are on their way. The people who had called, they opened the car door. The car wasn't even locked.
Okay.
They just opened up the door and just got the baby. It's not right.
Got to call you on that. See, I was talking again without my mic on. It's cool. I'm on a rash of that lately.
I miss my bush paper.
Yeah.
Nah.
You do.
No, not really. Well, the father came out. I was like, give me my fucking kid. I demand the kid. But then he's like, it was just a serious case of bad judgment.
No.
It's like, well, okay.
You wouldn't say.
Whatever, pops.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's picking up the kid.
I just want to know what goes through your mind to make you think that that's going to be okay. You know, it's cool. It's cool. She's like 7. She's all right. She knows how to drink water. Here, I left her with a bowl of water. What? I left the window cracked.
It's not my fault she knocked it over in the first 5 minutes.
It's only 72 degrees out. What's the problem?
I don't know. Just, I
got in trouble for this last year from a dog, and I did both of my bullshit.
But I mean, this is absolutely in no way defending him, but my mother used to leave me in the car all the time when I was like 5,
yeah,
6.
Yeah.
Leave the car running.
Sure.
And just going to the store.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I don't know what to tell you. She thought your head was softer than most people's, though, too.
She was hoping I would get abducted.
Maybe so.
It could have been.
A good story to tell.
It could have been.
Yeah.
Then everyone could be like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear what happened to you. No, I shouldn't say that. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
She's such a sweet lady. I can't say that. Well,
she
no,
doesn't
she's
have
not.
Munchausen syndrome.
She might not.
She might not. She's on the spectrum somewhere.
I want to know if you... Okay. Remember we were talking about that whole lobster boy thing and giving the whole finger shocker, like flipper shocker?
Yeah, the story that they stole from American Horror Story to pass it off like it was real life, but it wasn't story?
I actually found the freak show on Netflix.
Did you?
I did.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
so
that doesn't
have
matter.
Anything to do with anything? Okay. You got a story here?
Yeah, I do. Because remember he used to go to the ladies' houses and like give them all relaxation massages?
Did I?
And give them the shocker? Not you. Okay. Did you?
Oh, you went and he gave him the flipper. Yeah.
Gave him the little flipper treatment.
In American Horror Story.
Right.
Yes.
Well, there's people doing this. They're called orgasmic meditation.
Yes, they've had that for a long time.
I know they have, but now people
I know it.
But people are thinking this is some like new thing, and this is not. How can you call this like meditation? It's full on. I'm paying you to diddle me.
Well, diddle, whatever. But you just tut 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 there. You can't get a diddle me license, but you can get a therapy meditation license, Katie.
Well, that's like the sexual surrogate thing, right?
Why are you blowing in these people's game for like why are you hating? What's going on?
It's probably because I can't do it. That's why I'm hating. You know me. If I get jealous or envy. I can?
That was in the form of a question. What are the things that are opposing you from diddling people for a living? What's stopping you is what I want to know.
You!
What are you talking about? We've never talked about you diddling people for a living.
Well, I know, but I just didn't think that would be something that you would be cool with.
Yeah, but you know, diddling people, like, you'd have to get along with females. Like, and you couldn't just put an ad out. You must not be pretty or I will be nasty to you.
No, I will not
touch your little snatch with my awesome hands of love and joy. If you are too pretty, I will run you out of my office immediately.
No, I would take a lot, like, very fun, great joy, just putting my hand over their mouth, like, pressing really firmly. Be like, no, this is how we do it, bitch. And like, bah, 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 this is totally finger banger. And then
sweetie, like, what are you watching? You watching like men do stuff? I mean, really, you have to think more feminine than that. I think.
I know.
Like everything isn't
it.
Like that. There, snatchy.
I know, not everything is jerky. Like that, but you have to talk to the people before you do it because you don't know. You can't just have,
you know,
not everyone
just
meditates
get over
the same
exuberant.
Way.
You'll just get mad and start smacking some boobies. Is what'll happen.
So what?
So really, it's your
own. Try to start jamming things in there. What else can we fit in this cavernous crotch?
Your own clam technique is what's going to get in the way.
Is really. That right?
Yep. Yep. But you're an aggressive clam handler. I've seen how you shuck those clams, and it's very, very aggressive.
That's why I'm not allowed back at the docks anymore.
Hey, Katie.
Sup, Steve. How's shucking?
Exactly.
Smell my finger for
exactly.
Old time's sake.
You'd get all exuberant.
Probably
you'd be
would.
Tearing bitches up. Bitches would hate you.
But the thing is, though, I don't think.
The thing is, though, no, I wouldn't. I'd just put my little magic wand right on them.
Ding.
You'd get no fingers.
So, <yeah. laughs>
Here, sit down on this seat for a little while.
I'm going to strap you down so you can't move. It's mm-hmm. part of the masturbation. This is. We'll put the little tinkle tray underneath you.
There you go.
Because trust me, I'm not going to stop until you piss yourself and you're crying. It's part of the healing process.
Sure.
That
see,
toxifies
yeah, be
you.
They'll lining up for that. Sure.
Well,
I bet.
But this thing isn't, I thought it was like a one-on-one thing, but it's a group masturbation session.
Okay.
And they're called nests. Yeah. Like women are watching you and there's this one trainer dude or physician. He takes you one by one and spends 15 minutes rubbing your clit while everyone else watches you.
Okay.
And that's how it goes. It just goes like do like one, two, three.
You would hate that.
I would.
I don't think you'd like that. You might. I mean, yeah, just the chances of that dude doing exactly what you want are pretty narrow.
Yeah.
And you're not really non-verbal about that stuff.
No.
It wouldn't take 15 minutes. It would take 2 or 3 minutes. You'd be like, okay, I'm done. Leave me alone. What do I do? Can I just pee on you or something so you leave me alone? What's up? If I shit myself, will you stop? Because I'll push it out. I'm that desperate.
I hate myself, queef. I will queef on you in a minute.
Nah.
It's like one of those lizards. But, little spit thing. I don't know.
You don't.
I
That's
don't
for
know.
Sure.
Ooh. You know how we moved in with each other like really fast?
Yeah, you just wouldn't leave.
So what?
Yeah.
I'm a stage 5 clinger.
Something.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Ha! Staying okay. order.
Yeah, back to content.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know that it was against the law. In Florida that
Should
for
be.
People to live together and not be married, like cohabitation, it was illegal.
Okay, except for they used to have like common law used to be a part of Florida law. So I don't really know how the two coexisted. Because they most certainly did.
Well, they're trying to break the law that passed here in Florida about that. They said, but it got on the books in 1868. So yeah, it was quite a long time ago.
Because, yeah. Well, I mean, we know people who were common law married. Who claimed common law. And somehow it worked. I don't even know how that works. Lived together long enough and you're married.
Like palimony?
Yeah.
That seems weird to me. We were never married, but we were together for a long time, and now I have to pay her palimony because we were pals.
That's right.
That's kind of fucked up.
It's got to cost you one way or another.
Jesus.
Pay up.
Goddamn.
Sucker.
Well, even back in like over 100 years ago, well, shit, if you were found to be living with, like, together with a, you know, whatever, your boyfriend or girlfriend, you got fined $500 and you got locked up for 60 days.
Well,
yeah,
well,
it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah,
go to jail for fucking 2 months.
That's why you made sure the bitch left in the morning. The fuck out. Look, I don't want to go to jail, so you really got to get your shit out of here. Your toothbrush, all of it.
Toothbrush, but it's like, no, it's like, I called the horse and the buggy already. Should be outside.
Yeah, no. Go ahead.
Instead of an Uber, it's an Amish. I called an Amish. Well, I think we're going to take a breakity poo. So when we come back, ooh, I've got tits, man, and guess what?
What?
I've also got dicks, man. You're not ready for that one.
You're not getting a sounder for that one either.
I know, that's okay. I don't expect it, but I just thought it just fit with it so well. So stick around for more Kinky Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
So, you know what I talked about a couple weeks ago? Everyone's been tagging me in posts and sending me posts about this road sign called Katie's Crotch.
Yes.
Does everybody stop at Katie's Crotch? Well, I actually
do remember that. Check it out.
I'm glad you remember my crotch. My crotch.
I just remember everybody's been there.
Here's the thing. It's an actual sign.
I thought it was an actual sign.
No, I didn't.
What, really?
I thought it was just, yeah. I really thought it was just a meme. Someone just fucked up my Photoshop.
Weird road name somebody took a picture of.
Well, yeah, but for the second time in 4 years, the people of the town in Maine will vote to whether or not to change the street name in their town, Katie's Crotch Road. No one knows, like, where it came from. And they said that it costs the town like hundreds of dollars each year to replace the signs because they get stolen.
Well, yeah.
Everywhere. They're like, oh, kids with vulgar senses of humor.
Yeah, well, some of them are fans.
I want someone to send me one.
No, you can't tell somebody to steal something. So you know, not officially.
Oh my God.
Could you possibly ever do that?
Would somebody really do that? Give me a break.
Yes.
Remember, I give bad advice. It's in my...
No, somebody will go do that at some point. Like if somebody was driving through that fucking place, there is somebody out there that lives close enough to Katie's Crotch to go, you know, hey, let's take a quick road trip, go down there, and maybe steal Katie's crotch. We could roll around with it. We could do shit. We could take pictures with Katie's crotch. It'd be great.
Well, you kind of have to stake it out because they say as soon as they replace it within a week, it's already gone again.
See?
They said they believe that there's not a dorm room within like a 3 mile radius or whatever, you know, that doesn't have one of these fucking signs.
See, so please don't steal one, even though Katie would really like one.
So?
And if you could mail it to her Amazon wish list, that would be awesome.
I don't think they could do that.
I don't know.
It's terrible. Don't do it. You're going to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, don't steal stuff. What are you doing? People need to know what that road name is. People don't have GPS.
Well, they say it's the road with no name. Oh, well, that's Katie Crotch Road.
Wow, there's a lot of people in Maine without GPS. They're living off the grid.
Oh, gosh, I love it. I would love to hear the GPS. Go to Katie's Crotch. Take a ride to Katie's Crotch.
See?
It'd be fun.
See? All you got to do is plug it into your phone. You could hear it say it. Do you really want to hear something say Katie's Crotch?
You just did. I heard it in my earbuds, so I'm good now. Good. Right, so guess what they're gonna vote to change it to?
Katie's clit.
Katie's massive pussy. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That was a good one, though.
They're gonna change it to Katie Road, but C-A-D-I-E.
Katie Road.
Yeah, Katie Road.
Wow, that's a way better name.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody will remember that one.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Well, I mean,
what's the local sign maker going to do for a living now?
Yeah.
Now that they're changing it, nobody's going to steal it. Dude's going to like go homeless and like have to start doing selling crack. Basically, what they're doing by changing the name of this road is really they're starting an epidemic of crack in their little tiny town, and they don't even know. There's a cottage Katie's Crotch industry going on in this town in Maine. People are buying and selling Katie's Crotch, bartering. They're big on dickering up there in Maine.
Big on dickering.
They like dickering.
Big.
They like the
dickering.
Got a dicker.
Got a dicker.
Yeah.
Got a dicker.
Mostly because it's got dick in it.
And now, on with the show.
Only rich.
And welcome back to Kinky Katie's World, RazVideoLive.com, KinkyKatieRadio.com, Twitter at KinkyKatieRadio. What is up, SE? Welcome back. I love the screwed up episodes. I cannot wait to hear the whole episode this Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right back here on this very station you're listening to. This very station. Yay! And it's, yeah. Just check it out. Yeah. Check it out. If you find me. All right. I'm going to give you a little bit of info in the beginning of the second half of the show, just because I'm nice. Yeah, I'm going to give you a little bit of info. I'm going to talk about just a little bit about how to talk to someone who really knows nothing about BDSM.
Okay.
So, well, I mean.
Slowly.
Well, well, most people understand the basic rules and kind of like the practices, but, you know, how do you answer questions or talk about sex or BDSM without sounding like a total college lecture? I'm going to try to help you get through that a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah?
Sure.
You want to take this journey with me?
I'm taking a journey. Now my mic's on again.
What is so with you and keep muting yourself out?
I keep looking at new mics on Amazon, and it's distracting me.
Can you please be with me for this hour?
I was commenting. I didn't put my mic on. Yeah, it's on now.
Are you sure? You see the little thingies bouncing?
They're bouncing.
Good. I'm glad they're bouncing.
Okay.
All right. We need to keep it short and simple. We need to include like basic info. Just kind of. I don't know.
What
like,
are we including basic info on again?
On BDSM? Oh, like when people ask you if they know nothing about it and you're trying to talk to them. I mean, you're gonna be tempted to kind of throw it all at them at once.
Well, this is assuming you're into BDSM.
Yeah.
And such.
Yes.
Stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Assuming that you are and you're trying to explain something to somebody, okay.
Or even if you're not, even if you just know that you know more about it than the person you're talking to.
You've been a dedicated listener of Kinky Katie's World for some time now, so you've heard a lot of shit about a lot of shit.
And you've only been in the hospital twice.
That's right.
That means you really listen.
I know what an Alabama steamer is.
Don't do everything I talk about.
I'll do most of it, I can tell you now.
Ah, there's a lot of stuff this one.
Okay.
You really should.
Sure.
I was saying, like, if you get, like, into a bunch of whole different stuff, you're going to be overwhelming to the person that you're talking to.
Okay.
Okay, explain the terms and what they mean.
Why?
You know, it says even if you don't know everything, you know, you don't need to be, you don't need to, like, every aspect to enjoy BDSM. Like, you don't have to be, it's not, okay. There's more than just pain. Like, you don't have to be into pain to be into some of the shit of BDSM.
Yes.
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 So that's what I'm.
Yes, that's the SM part of BDSM.
The sadomasochism.
Well, sure. We'll go with that.
Sure. Okay.
That's the owie and the administration of owie.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People like to who get pleasure from hurting, and people who get pleasure from hurting others.
But there's more to it too.
Okay.
It doesn't always have to be about pain.
Well, that sadomasochism kind of does. That aspect of BDSM. But as far as like there is a a giving in to somebody, you know, not necessarily for pain or anything like that, but just giving up your
everything.
Decision rights or whatever. Yeah.
And also, don't forget, safety is the key. Having a safe word is definitely what you want to do. Oh, and I've got a story about some college kid and a safe word. We'll talk about that later if we get to it. You need to practice SSC. If you guys don't know what that is safe, sane, and consensual.
Yeah. Yes.
Talk about details, like other details. Take your time. Don't rush into it. You got to know your limits, and you might be surprised how much your limits change over time.
Well,
you might...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
No, I forgot what I was going to say. I lost it.
Damn
it was there for like a half second.
Yeah, but your facial expression made it look like it was going to be good.
It might have been.
You got excited.
It might have been.
I saw the glimmer in your eye.
I don't know.
You were about to speak.
It's gone now.
I shut you off.
Too quick.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
All right, ask questions. Do your research. If you want to know about it, know about it. Keep calm. Don't get frustrated. Not everyone's into what you're into. And...
You will find somebody who's into what you're into, though.
You will.
Yeah.
You really will. And it may not be the person that you're currently with.
No.
But if they're cool with you doing that, then even better, the bonus.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, BDSM also, you know, with you know, confinement, things like that really don't have anything to do with pain, you know, because there's a lot of confinement aspects of it. Yeah, rope tying.
Bondage.
Yes.
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 Ah, like to be tied up. I like to, I like tight latex and stuff. Like, I like slippers.
It's not the same as being tied up, you know.
No, I know it's not. But, I mean, I like the feeling of, like, tight things.
Okay.
And especially if it's, like, greasy. Not greasy, but, like, slippery. Okay. And have, like, people, like, rubbing on it.
Yes.
And I'd love to be fucking fingered with all lube, silicone, lubey latex gloves. I just want you to fucking grab me like a bowling ball and just shake the shit out of me. Sorry.
You keep looking at me like I should share your joy about being penetrated and shaking the shit out of.
No.
I'm not really. I'm glad you feel that way, though.
I'm saying that I want you to strap on the glove and treat me like you're inseminating a horse. Let's do this.
All right. You can just say that now.
I know. Comes down to him like, yeah, let's do it.
Your eyes are bigger than your snatch.
I know.
Yep. Please stop now. Please. That was you shook it twice. That's plenty enough. Just that's enough. That hurt.
How many times do you say how do you do?
I'm gonna be bruised.
Now I have a UTI.
I have a problem sitting for a little while now, Dick.
Great. Now my pussy's out of commission for 6 months. Fantastic.
There you go.
And I'm pregnant. No, sorry. Hey, we're going to go to your favorite segment.
Boobs in and on the news. It's time once again for
Tits Man.
And today's Tits Man is all about Naked and Afraid. You know the TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about the people. Well, how hard is it to blur all the...
Oh, God. It's completely tedious.
Yes, someone has got the job of going through all of this. But no, if you guys know what Naked and Afraid is, the show is they have a guy and a girl, survivalist, and they drop them off in the middle of a fucking crazy place.
Naked.
Completely naked. I mean, naked, naked, naked.
Naked, naked.
Not even shoes.
Nothing.
And
they got a necklace on.
Yeah, it's their recording. Yeah, microphone. And then they each get a bag and they can pick like one thing they can bring. And hopefully your friend is not a total absolute momo. And it's like, I brought a toothbrush. It's like, how the fuck's that going to help us? Let me get a machete. One guy brought duct tape, which turned out to be pretty useful.
So there is no uncensored version of this. They blur everything out as much as they can.
Yeah, yeah, they kind of, every female nipple, unkept cooch, shriveled dong, you know, anything that might, like, steal the scene.
Gooches, taints, all of that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they say the blur is supposed to look natural and cover as little as possible to show that they are actually naked, but they still try to do it to meet the guidelines of the network and the decency policy and shit. But employees say that you should keep a lookout because in almost every episode, you are bound to catch a nip slip or a crotch flash.
It does happen for a frame or two.
It does.
Yeah.
They said if you want to know why that there you can see asses and ass crack is because that's okay and you don't have to blur them.
That's right. For whatever reason, asses are safe. Women nipples are evil.
So under boob and side boob is a go.
Yes. And there are some women on there that were pretty attractive even after they were rolling around in the dirt for a while.
Oh, God. And you get bit by bugs everywhere. Oh, there's people they have to spend, like, weeks in the infirmary before they let you go home because you're in, like, Zimbabwe or you're in God knows where. Oh, God, that one time dropped this couple off in what was it, like, the Everglades of Louisiana?
Okay.
You watched it with me.
Okay.
All right, well, that's the end.
Okay.
Of your segment.
Well, I forgot what I was going to say. Now.
Yeah, what were you doing? You're still looking at, you're looking at microphone, bar stools? Whatever. What are you doing?
You went into detail on something and I spaced out, so.
I can bullshit with you. Sure, I can bullshit.
You were saying something about something. Bugs. I don't know.
Fine. You know what? Then screw you. I'm going to talk to equine enthusiasts.
You think you need to like just single tea bag from now. You know, just one tea bag before the show. Get uppity. It's seriously uppity. But the dude who does the editing Does he get to meet these people and then tell him he's the one who did all the blurring?
I don't think so.
God, that's bullshit.
I think the only reason the one girl met the guy.
I'd want to meet him. I'd want to meet the editor. I mean, if I was the editor, I would want to make sure that I met all of the people just so I could go, hey, I put all the blurs in. I've seen it all.
Well, there was one that caused a lawsuit because, like, on TV, it was a full back burger shot. Like, she was in the water and she was on all fours.
But that was dating naked, I think.
Oh, you're right.
That was dating naked, yeah.
You are right.
Yeah, the naked and afraid people don't seem as skittish about, like, stuff because they were out there for, like, a month rolling around in dirt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they don't seem as bad about that. But you know, if you're the one that's got to look at all those snizzes, you know what I mean? I want to put a face to the snizz in person.
Yeah, well.
I want to watch them squirm while they realize I've seen it. I know. I know more than any other man knows about your body.
Oh.
I've seen it 30 days after it's been rolling around in dirt.
I had to Photoshop shit off your ass.
Oh, I did not Photoshop any shit off of your ass. I left it.
That's terrible.
Put a little blur on it.
No, well, I want to move on to something else.
Okay.
Talk about these I'm sorry for all of you pony people out there, but the equine enthusiasts be warned. Many, many magical steeds were harmed in the making of this recently released alcoholic beverage. It's called Unicorn Tears.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, this London, it looks kind of cute. I mean, it's kind of funny. It's like, never mind. Well, this London-based retailer, they're called Firebox. They claim to have slayed unicorns to bring the buyer this magical booze.
Yeah, if you could see this, what I'm looking at, it's really cute. It's awesome. It's a little unicorn and...
Well, it's like got a black bottle. There's flecks of silver in it, and it's got a pretty high alcohol content.
Okay, so it's an alcohol, unicorn tears.
Yeah, it's gin.
Okay, well you weren't saying anything
because you weren't letting me. You're making me feel like I was talking about something stupid, and I don't care if you think it's stupid because I think it's fun.
Okay.
So fair.
I was just trying to understand what it was.
You don't have to understand
this
a damn
new
thing.
Product. It's called Unicorn Tears. It's in this really pretty bottle. You should see it. It's black. It's got sparklies on it, and it's sold in Saskatchewan.
You're fun.
Saskatoon.
You're real fun. You're awesome. You're so sweet.
So it's gin.
It's gin.
Unicorn Tears.
It is Unicorn Tears, and it is gin.
Okay.
And it tastes like candied oranges and maple syrup.
Does it really?
With juniper and cardamom.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. And gin.
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 You know what? I couldn't really tell you what gin tastes like. We just talked about this the other day.
It tastes very ginny.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
It does.
It was like gin and juice. I remember that was all big when I was in high school.
You need something
school.
Sweet to put with gin.
Really?
I don't know. I always did.
It's like, meh.
Well, it's, yeah. I mean, it's not like vodka. I mean, you know, has that flavorless thing going on. This definitely has a flavor. To me, at least, it has a flavor.
Like medicine?
No, non-like medicine, like gin. It's the only way to, like
turpentine, paint thinner?
Maybe how you would imagine rubbing alcohol to taste, possibly.
Ew.
Maybe, if it's really cheap gin or something, possibly. A lot of people like gin. Not so much.
High-grade moonshine, to me, tastes like what rubbing alcohol, I would think, tastes like.
But if you put it with like... Some fruit juices, then it becomes palatable. I mean, to me at least.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not going with the gin martini.
Mm.
No.
I don't know. It just doesn't sound good anymore.
It doesn't sound good before. Even when I drank, it didn't sound good. How many times did you hear me order, can I have a gin with a twist of lime, please?
Never.
Little club soda?
Never.
I know.
And like tonic water. Tonic water is fucking gross, too. So if you have like a gin and tonic, that's got to be awful.
What the fuck is different between tonic water and then the bubbly club soda that you get? Like, why? Why is there a difference?
Tonic actually has an ingredient in it. Well, it has an herb or like an ingredient in it. A chemical in it that makes it's a different flavor. And it's supposed to... I don't know. They tell people with restless leg syndrome that they should drink it because it helps to calm your nerves. Your grandmother tells me about it all the time. She's like, you do need to drink that stuff.
Tonic water?
Tonic water.
Great.
She does.
Okay. Awesome.
I don't like the taste of it. I think it's awful.
It tastes like club soda to me.
Not me.
It's all just icky.
I like icky.
Ah.
Mm. Ah. I'm gonna go to Dick's, man.
You get no music for that.
I know I don't. That's okay. I wasn't expecting you to. This 34-year-old guy from New York. Oh, I feel so happy for him. He's loving his new cock implant.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did he get? John Holmes?
No. It just helped him out a little bit, but he was really happy about it. He decided to get this after his fiance, she complained about his little 3-inch peen.
Did she call it a peen?
Well, I'm calling it a peen because 3 inches is a peen.
It's a peen.
That is a peen or a ween. Little peen.
You don't get full pronunciation on that?
You don't.
Yeah.
Well, he kind of learned to accept his little guy, and he figured there was nothing he could do about it, so he just kind of like went on with his life.
Okay.
But after the hurtful breakup from his ex, he saw this. I'm like, well, he saw like lots of ads for these, for the, you know, like make your dick bigger and all these enhancements and stuff. But this doctor out of California claimed that he could really make his little dick nightmare disappear.
Yeah, really good. Step one is put your cock in my mouth.
Put your cock in my mouth.
Step two, I swirl my tongue.
Swirl it around, baby. Couldn't help it. But this implant thing, I've never heard of it, like something like this. It's customizable.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
None of the other ones are customizable at all.
I don't know.
They're not customizable.
That says that this is, that's like one of the features. It's a 270 degrees tube. It's made
70
of...
70 degrees?
That's what it said. 270 okay. degree tube.
Huh.
I don't know.
Huh. Is that like a rhombus?
I don't...
Trapezoid?
It's a Zumba. Nope. It's one of them Zumbas. You know.
No.
I know it's a class. Ugh, never mind. Oh, God. Anyway, it's made of this really soft silicone, and it's shaped just like your dick from your head, from like the base to the head.
Okay.
It's firmer than a breast implant, though.
Okay. So it's kind of like a cock sleeve.
Kind of.
It's kind of like the cock sleeve with the tip.
But it's internal.
Okay, so they just slip it under the skin and stretch them out there?
Yeah, the girth is increased by about 2 inches immediately.
Okay.
And also the length gets a little bigger, too. Like, if you're flaccid and you're 3 inches and you're 5 inches when you're hard, you're going to be 5 when you're soft and 6 when you're hard. Do you get what I mean?
No. I'm trying to figure out that math there, but basically you're going to be bigger.
Yes.
I'll accept bigger. You're flaccid
okay,
and
fine.
Hard.
Yes, you're just going to be bigger all around.
But you're really going to be a shower at this point because it's always partially erect.
No.
Well, you said like normally it's 3 inches, but it's 5 inches. It only gets 6 inches even with the implant.
Yeah.
So you're laying around at 5.
Okay, well.
That's what you just said.
But here's the thing, though, which I was getting to that I didn't say yet, but 2 or 3 years later, the weight from this thing, it's going to stretch your cock another half an inch or so.
Oh, good. So you're going to jelk your way into another half inch.
Oh, God.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, I guess that's what you're doing.
Yep.
You're not parachuting, but you're trying
stretching her out.
It's kind of like you're growing the foreskin back, which I can't believe guys are trying to do. What?
I don't understand guys in the foreskin thing. You hear these people talk about foreskin like Jesus himself put foreskin on you. Like, just... And if you want it, cool, keep it on you, awesome. But I can definitely see, like, I have a hard time keeping piercings clean, let alone dick skin. Like you know what I mean? The things hanging around in my ears, like, if you let them for, like, just if you don't clean them every fucking day, they get nasty, nasty. Something between my fucking legs, especially where I've been known to put my cock, like, in and out of the schmegma that could get inside some fucking foreskin rolls. Really? Yeah. I'm really happy. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for cutting my foreskin off, because I really am cool without dealing with it, to be honest with you. Completely cool.
I am just awesome not dealing with it either. And, you know, think about it this way. Do you peel a banana before you eat it?
Well, yes, whatever you have is what you have. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, I don't want to shame somebody who's got his foreskin and completely enjoys his foreskin. Enjoy
Fuck
your
it.
Foreskin. Go ahead.
You enjoy it. I don't want to enjoy it.
I'm not going to put it in my mouth. And so it's not really going to matter to me at all. Katie, on the other hand, no, she's going to run the other way because she's had some bad experiences, as we all know.
I have had some very bad experiences with foreskin, and it's not a thing that I'd like to relive. Thank you very much. And I don't care. I don't care if you fucking hate me. I don't care if I lose some listeners. I don't care if you fucking yell at me. No.
You've had nasty foreskin put in your mouth, and you don't like it.
No, I yes, did you not. Did. It's so, oh god. And the awful thing is I love calamari, and every time I go to fucking eat calamari, I always think about it, and it really fucking sucks because then I really have to work at not thinking about it so I can enjoy my food.
Yeah,
because it's delicious.
It's right on the foreskin. There you go. There you go. Get around the rim. Come on, you love it.
And they take your finger like scrape it a lot. So gross.
But there are plenty of dudes who claim they have clean foreskin and they
don't
keep
care.
It awesome. Well, I'm just saying.
I'm
sure it exists. And your bad experiences aside, I'm sure people have foreskin, but I'm completely happy without mine, just so you know. And I
me
have
too.
Not been brainwashed. I know me. And skin folds around my cock just don't really. That does not sound like a good idea for me at all. I'm completely cool with my parents. Like it's like clipping the dew claw off. All that fucking thing's gonna do is get me in trouble. That's it. It's not providing. I have plenty of pleasure when I stick my cock into things. Believe me.
Now, are you talking about? Well, yeah, I happen to know this after you come in my mouth after a blowjob, and then I don't stop sucking your dick. I just keep rolling my tongue around your head. You can feel that.
Yeah, I feel all of that. I don't have a problem with sensation at all.
Well, there's been times you'd like pushed my forehead so hard that like a string of just jizz went from my mouth and still strung to your cock. Because I'm like, can you give me a little bit of warning before
no.
you just like
nope.
push out like that?
Nope, I got to get it out. Get it out now.
Just remember, it's in my mouth, not my pussy. So
okay.
You don't have to like freak out.
Whatever.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Either way, it better be safe when it comes out.
I'm
going to be angry.
Just saying. All right. Well, the guy, getting back to this whole dick implant, dude.
Is that what we were talking about?
We were. Yeah, yeah. He got a dick implant. Well, he's happy about it. And he removed the bandages and said that he had an out-of-body experience.
Does he have foreskin? Do we know?
No.
Not anymore.
No. Took up that little space. I remember Beal.
Do you?
Beal that I used to work with.
Sure.
Over at the Orlando store.
Okay.
He's like, I love foreskin. I just like to chew on it like a little chewy toy. I'm like, you really need to stop.
See, some people are into it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Beal was a gay guy, and he was just all about the good dick.
Dick.
I like dick. Dicka. All right, well, he said, like, all he wanted to do was, like, wave his new dick in his ex's face.
That's all I wanted to do, that, and have anal sex with you.
Just like, waggle, waggle, waggle. Well, before he got to take it to Tuna Town, he had to wait, like, 2 months after the surgery.
But he could get oral?
Yeah. He's, no. No.
Why'd you
no.
say yeah, then?
No, because I wasn't thinking, like, what you were thinking, like,
okay.
after, whatever. After 2 months, he could use it for sexual pleasure.
Gotcha.
How's that? Is that better?
Gotcha.
Well, his new partner was very pleased with it, and they said now they're engaged, and he's had like no complaints at all.
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. Plus,
zilch.
Since he has the money to pay for the cock extension, well, he's got the money to pay for the cock extension. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't imagine that would be cheap, and you would think that they would probably exploit people that are just like so upset. Like, I have this little dick, and... Like, can you please help me? Like, they're so desperate for something, anything.
Obviously, we know this man will pay anything to have his cock just a little bit bigger.
But then
he'll pay anything.
He'll even give you a kidney.
Absolutely.
But then there's another people, like, for instance, a friend of ours who has an incredibly small dick. Hey, his wife, she wasn't a... virgin when they got together, and there's no offense to anything, you know, and they have a kid now, so obviously it still works because the kid looks just like him, but he is so small. Oh my god, it's like, wow. Excuse me,
what the fuck was that?
My stomach growled.
Holy
and it came
crap.
Out and my mouth was kind of like slack jawed when that
wow
happened.
That was, you were like a ventriloquist there. Your mouth was moving, but a perv came out as you were talking. It sounded like you had somebody stuffed in your pussy, stuck his head out for a second to belch.
Might have. No, actually, it's the gases from when they cook with the woks, because I gotta have a ventilation system. So
I thought they had
just
like
comes up
full like fire protection down there for walk fires. down in your vag.
I haven't done 100% of the renovations yet.
Your bed and breakfast, vag, bed and breakfast.
There was another topic that I wanted to do, but it's going to take a lot, lot. Yeah, we do not have time because this is going to be something to discuss. And I really want to discuss. Yeah, it's a discussion. It's a thinker.
Wow.
It's actually, I know.
Yeah. You don't want to like get people started on it for next week, maybe.
Fine. Well, the federal courts, they're ruling that they have no one has a constitutional right to engage in 100% consensual rough sex. Yeah.
You don't have a constitutional right. Well.
Yeah, because this is kind of what I was talking about, how safe word and stuff like before. It kind of, I'll give you the gist of it. Like these two students, they were from this university, George Mason something university. Anyway, the kid got expelled because he was having rough sex with his girlfriend. She said the safe word. He didn't stop. So now they're saying that this protects everybody, this law protects everybody else from.
Well, I mean, it's funny because you could engage in like a UFC fight, a boxing match. Jiu-jitsu, like you could let somebody break your arm, but you can't let them spank you.
Well,
let's think about this for a moment. You could play football and let them run into you, possibly breaking your grape forever, but no spanky on the butt.
Well, I mean,
no, that's way too dangerous.
I guess she's got to be able to have the ability to tap out.
Well,
safe words,
you
know, safe words won't matter.
You do. You have to have the ability to tap out. That's absolutely true.
Kitty has that little hand signal that she does.
But that hand signal, she doesn't have any. See, it's like you never paid attention. No, weirdo. That hand signal has nothing to do with, like, she physically can't. She has consented to never be able to say
no.
No,
I know.
So really, the hand signal is her asking for.
Just ease up a little.
No,
bit.
For hands. Like she wants you to
change,
touch her
the thing
or whatever. It, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I was just trying to work a little something in there. All right. Well, we're out of time for tonight. We're gonna go. You guys can chat about that. If you want to find archives for my show, which is tonight's show, you can get on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and KinkyKatieRadio.com. Give me 5 stars. Leave me comments. I love that stuff. You need to do it. And it's 100% free. So why don't you do it? It's very vulgar. It's very adult humor. Talk about all sorts of stuff. I say cock and pussy and cunt and fuck and stuff like that.
You
a
do,
lot.
And you don't even blush when you say it?
No, I don't.
I know.
I really don't.
Nope.
So neener, neener.
Neener.
Join me back here on Friday afternoon from noon to one where I do a scrolled up version of a recent episode of tonight's show. You heard it during the intermission break. Well, that's what you hear. You get the whole hour. That was just a little snippet of it. And then Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, Amber hosts One Night Stand. I'm her little foul-mouthed sidekick, and you never know who's going to stop by. It's always a good time. All right, Essie, you got anything for me?
Nothing.
All right, honey. But well, happy steak and blowjob day. Happy pie day. And give me Twitter, Kiki Katie Radio. Kisses on your pink parts. I love you. Bye-bye.
I like tacos and burritos.